Philippians chapter 2. If there is therefore any consolation in the Messiah, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any inner affections and mercies, fulfill my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem the other better than themselves. Each of you not looking to his own things, but each of you also to the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in the Messiah Yeshua, who, being in the form of Elohim, did not think it robbery to be equal with Elohim, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to death, even the death of the torture stake. Therefore Elohim also has highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, so that at the name of Yeshua every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Yeshua the Messiah is Yeshua, to the glory of Elohim the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, so make an end of your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is Elohim who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, so that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of Elohim without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of the Messiah, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. And if I am even offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause you also joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Master Yeshua to send Timothy shortly to you, so that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things of Yeshua the Messiah. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel. Therefore I hope to send him presently, as soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in Yeshua that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he who ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick near to death. But Elohim had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more speedily, so that, when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in Yeshua with all gladness, and hold such in reputation. Because for the work of the Messiah he was near to death, not regarding his life, to supply the want of your service towards me.